I believe that the punishment or sentence should fit the crime. The fact that this lady would drive a vehicle on a sidewalk to avoid waiting for a school bus full of challenged children, I mean, I found it offensive. And unfortunately, under the law, she could only be charged with a minor misdemeanor offense. So the most that I could do was fine her up to $500 and suspend her license for 6 months. For me, I wanted to send a clear message to anyone else that I don't want you to do that. I think her punishment needed to go beyond just a mere fine. It was just, I can't even explain it. As I indicated when I told her to hold the sign, only an idiot would have drove up on the sidewalk to avoid waiting for a school bus.
You are allowed to make her do this, are you?
I am.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
This is a first time for me, but there is another judge in Ohio. He is very creative in his sentences. Here in Ohio, we can get a little creative in our sentencing. And again, at the end of the day, it's the punishment must fit the crime. And I believe that what I've ordered this woman to do, in addition to a fine, a license suspension, I mean, I think it fits the crime.
Are you concerned at all that she might attract all the more criticism and perhaps, I don't know, some sort of threat even to her own self if she has to stand there drawing attention to what she's done?
No, I mean, I don't think I'm concerned. I don't think most people took the position that it was something that they wanted to cause her physical harm. I don't believe, or at least her lawyer never expressed to me any threats that she has received as a result of her actions. But as I indicated, I mean, I am going to personally go out there to make sure that she's there, and I will alert the police department to just kind of do a drive-by, but I don't think that her safety is in jeopardy.